非常的多。
We can see from his life and his sharing that he has an abundant personal experience.
他住过王宫四十年。
He lived in the palace for 40 years of first of his life.
享受过最终的快乐。
And so he enjoyed the luxuries and the desires of his flesh.
享受过地位。
He enjoyed status.
从四十岁到八十岁，他牧养四十年。
And then from 40 years of age to 80 years of his age, that he was led a shepherd a life.
这是他的工作。
And that is his work.
从八十岁到一百二十岁。他是以色列百姓的领导者。
And then from age 80 to 120 years of his age, he became the leader of the people of Israel.
经过大而可怕的旷野。
And so to cross over the dreadful wilderness.
四十年处理以色列百姓的各种不同的问题。
And in that 40 years, he solved all aspects of the problems that arise from the people of Israel.
所以他的人生经验是非常的丰富。
And so we can see that from his life, it was very abundant.
而他的属灵的阅历也是相当的丰富。
And his spiritual journal is also filled in its pages.
他曾经跟神面对面说话。
And he had even once talked to God face to face.
神承认他。是神的朋友。
And God recognized and acknowledged him as a friend of God.
他曾经看过神的荣耀。
And he have seen the glory of God.
他曾经借着神的大能行出大的神迹。
And through the mighty hands of God, he has performed many mighty works.
圣经称作他是神人。
And so here the Bible calls him as a man of God.
神借着他写出五卷的圣经。
And so through him, that God have written the first five books of the Bible.
现在犹太教的基础。
And it became the foundation for Judaism.
所以他的属灵阅历相当的丰富。
And so we can say the spiritual journal of Moses is very abundant.
那这样的一个人，到底他对人生的看法是什么？
And so for such a unique individual, what is his perspective on life?
这值得我们来查考。
It is something that is worthy for us to also study.
还有基于他对人生的认识，他祷告什么？
And then what is his understanding and his, what does he seek in life is also something we need to study.
我们再来对照一下我们一生，我们在寻求什么？
And then let's compare that to our life. What are we seeking for in our life?
为什么他求的我们没有求？
Why is it that what he sought after is not something we sought after?
为什么我们求的他没有求？
Why is it that what we sought after that Moses did not seek after?
这个是值得我们来查考的。
And these are questions in which are worthy for us to ponder.
从第二节，从第三节。
And so from verse 3,
一直到十一节。
All the way to verse 11.
这是神人在看人生。
Here is the perspective of a man of God upon life.
为什么要提到是神人在看人生呢？
Why do I mention this is the perspective of the man of God upon life?
因为每一个人在看人生都有不同的感受。
Because everyone, as they look upon life, have their own different understanding and conclusions.
因为每一个人都站在人生的一点或者一个小的片段在看人生。
Because everyone stands at a certain point or an angle to look at the study of life.
那这个神人在看人生是站在神的立场来看人生。
But this man of God looking at the perspective of life is standing from the perspective and the views of God.
那这种的看法是很透彻的，而且是很完整的。
And so this kind of perspective is very thorough in depth and is perfect.
而且是非常的准确的。
And it's also very accurate.
所以我们值得来看到底摩西对人生的看法是什么。
Therefore, it is worthy for us to look and study what is the perspective of Moses.
如果我们从第三节一直读到十一节。
If we study from verse 3 all the way to verse 11.
我们第一个发现的事实就是每一句话里面都有提到你。
The first reality we come to face is that in each of his phrase, he mentions you.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你使世人归于尘土。
You turn man to destruction.
第四节。
Verse 4.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日。
for 1,000 years in your sight.
第五节,
verse 5.
你叫他们如水冲去,
you carry them away like a flood.
第七节,
7.
我们因你的怒气而消灭,
we have been consumed by your anger.
第八节,
verse 8.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前,
you have set our iniquities before you.
第九节,
verse 9.
我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下,
for all our days have passed away in your wrath.
十一节,
11.
谁晓得你的怒气的权势, 按着你该受的敬畏,
who knows the power of your anger, for as the fear of you, so is your wrath.
所以差不多每一节都谈到你。
So almost in every verse here, it mentions you.
我们人常常觉得说我们可以离开神而独立。
Many times we think to ourselves that we can depart away from God and we can be independent.
也就是我不需要神, 我也可以活得好好。
That is to say that in my life I do not need God and I can still live quite well.
但是我们万万不知道我们人的一生是有神关乎在其中。
But we fail to understand that in our life that God controls everything.
从出生到死亡。
Ever since the beginning of our birth until our death,
每一个时刻神的权柄都关乎在我们的生命中。
That the mightiness and the hands of God is in every second of our life.
也就是人生有一些事实是神决定的，是你没有办法改变的，但是人常常不知道。
And that is there are certain truth in every aspect of a person's life in which is under the control, the doings of God, even though man seem to be ignorant of it.
所以我们常常觉得说无知不是最可怕。
So sometimes we think that ignorance is not the most dreadful.
最可怕是不知道自己无知。
But the most fearful, most dreadful thing is that we are ignorant that we are ignorant.
因为这样我们会停留在一点而自以为是。
Because we will only stop at a certain point and only think of that thing as it may seem to us.
所以对人生，我们如果没有从神人的观点来看，我们常常是无知的。
And so from our human life, if we do not look it from the perspective of God, then it is is useless.
所以这摩西在看人生，值得我们来回想一些事情。
And so from here, Moses' perspective of life, let us reflect upon a few things.
第三节，你使世人归于尘土。
Verse 3 says, "You turn man to destruction."
好，如果我们看英文圣经 ，to destruction 不只是尘土啊 ，destruction 就好像一个炸弹下来，房子都炸坏了。
In the English translation, it said, "Man to destruction." A very severe choice of words in terms of total destruction.
说你们世人要归回。
And it says, "Return, O children of men."
我们是从尘土来的。
We are made from dust.
所以活的一辈子要回到尘土。
And so after we live a whole life, that we our physical body return back to dust.
英文说这个叫 destruction.
But the English translation here portrays that as destruction.
这个什么意思？
What does that mean?
不管你在世界上成就了什么。
No matter what you have achieved in this world.
死的来到。
When the time has come,
这是一个 destruction, 一个彻底的破坏。
When the time of death has come, this is the point of your destruction.
你所有的一切全部都毁坏掉。
Everything that you have or you know, everything is destroyed to you.
为什么会有这个事实？
Why is this true?
第三节，
the verse 3.
你使世人归回 destruction.
You turn man to destruction.
这是神的作为。
This is the doings of God.
是没有一个人能够避免，没有一个人能够挽回的。
No one can avoid this, and no one can turn away from this destruction.
这是事实。
For this is true.
所以人生的价值在哪里？
So what is the value of a person's life?
如果归回尘土，这是一种彻底的毁坏，那人的价值在哪里？
If we are to return back to dust, and this is considered as total destruction, then what is the value of a person's life?
人的价值就不在乎这个肉体。
Then the value of a person's life is not measured upon his physical body.
因为这个肉体会归回尘土，彻底的毁坏。
Because his physical body will return to dust and will become destroyed.
因此，如果生活的目标放在肉体。
And so if our purpose of life, everything is dependent on the physical things of our body.
当这个肉体彻底的毁坏的时候，这个人就虚空了。
So that when man, his body falls into this, destruction, into return back to dust, then everything in his life becomes meaningless.
第四节,
verse 4.
在你看来千年如已过的昨日。
For 1,000 years in your sight is like yesterday when it is past.
最长寿的人969岁。
The person that lived the longest in history is 969 years old.
在31年就1000年。
And,
再多31年
if he had 31 more years, he would have hit 1,000 years of life.
就活了十个世纪。
He would have lived 10 centuries.
那是何等的长。
That is indeed a very long life to live.
但是在神看见，这好像一天。
But in the eyes of God, here said, it just seems as though it is like a day.
那到摩西那个时代，人活的七八十岁，跟现在差不多。
But in the generation of Moses, the people only live up until 70 or 80 years of age, just like us.
不到969岁的十分之一。
It's not even a tenth to comparison to 969 years of age.
所以这好像晚上的一更，两三个钟头。
And so it seemed as though this is only about an hour or two that happened in the night.
所以第四节在讲人生的短暂。
And so verse 4 portrays to us the shortness of a person's life.
在神永恒的存在里面，人是非常的短暂。
In the eternity of God, a man's life seems so short and so small.
第五节。
Verse 5.
说你叫他们如水冲去。
You carry them away like a flood.
这个多英文说 carry them away、啊、你把他们带走
you say, here, you carry them away
好像大水把他们冲过去
like that of a flood
你看到有的地方下大雨
if you see a place that has great rainfall、
哦、很大的水这样冲过去
and then you see flood, a mighty flood come and washes many things away
人差不多是没有力量可以抵挡的
and men have no strength to withstand it
因为那个水太大了把你冲过去
because the strength of the flood is too strong and will carry you away
所以人生啊是不断地一直在往前进步 往前迈进
and so a man's life is continuously moving forward
你不想进他也一直在前进
you do not want to move forward but it cannot be helped because your life will continue to move forward
好像水这样冲过去
just as though it was carried away like a flood
那过去了他就不再回来
and once it is past then it will never return
所以人没有第二次的机会
so therefore there are no second chance of a person's life
因为神把我们带走，好像水冲过去。
Because God carries us away like a flood.
那在这一段的时间当中
，And so in this period of time,
好像睡了一觉。
It is like a sleep.
啊，这个睡一觉就跟做梦有关了。
It's like related to having a dream.
人好像一场梦。
A man's life is like that of a dream.
你小的时候有很多的梦想。
When we are young, we have many dreams.
但那只是一个梦。
But they are only dreams.
那等到我们要快要离世了。
And up until the time in which we are about to leave this world,
我们就发现你过去所追求的一切好像一场梦。
Then you'll realize that the life you have lived, things that you have pursued are all just seem as though a dream.
梦起来就发现这是空的。
And as you awake from this dream, you realize this is all emptiness.
下面说，早晨它们好像生长的草。早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
Here it says, in the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers.
人生好像花草。
Here is described man's life like that of a grass.
花会盛开。
A flower will blossom and bloom.
非常的漂亮。
It is very beautiful when it blooms.
这是很吸引人。
It attracts the eyes of man.
但是当花盛开的时候。
But when a flower has passed its bloom,
它的价值就开始减低啊。
Then its value begins to decline.
因为它已经开始凋谢了。
Because it begins to wither.
所以人生有一个巅峰时刻。
And so there you could say a man's life has a summit, has a peak.
肉体上可能是二十几岁是巅峰。
Perhaps in terms of the strength of our physical body, it may be when we are in our 20s.
精神上可能三十几岁是巅峰。
And in terms of our mind, it may be in our 30s.
所以人在二三十岁的时候，你在公司就业里面呢，一般给你的配都是最高的。
And so in the prime of our life, in 20s or 30s, when our careers, perhaps you may be paid the most at that age.
这是好像花，好像草。
And it is just like that of a flower which blossoms in that moment.
但是当一个人爬到最高点,
But when a person has achieved his peak,
这也是 最悲哀的时刻。
This is also the most saddening point of his life.
因为他已经要往下掉。
Because he is about to decline from the summit.
好像太阳爬到中间正午。
Just as the sun is the highest during noontime.
他就已经快掉下来。
But then it starts to decline and fall after it passes noon.
所以人生是从零开始的。
And so a man's life begins with zero.
那活到三四十岁。
And when he have lived 30, 40 years of his life,
如果你去看同开同学会。
And then you go into a school reunion during that age.
有的已经变成公司的总经理，有的都董事长，有的是开最好的车子。
And some people have achieved great achievement as a manager or supervisor or executive and have driven nice cars.
好像花盛开，好像草青翠。
They are like flowers that have blossomed into its peak.
但是等到人退休了。
But when they retire,
你人又会注意你过去做什么吗？
And then will anyone else pay attention to what you have done in the past?
当花掉下来了。
When the water, flower begins to wither,
人所注意是新开的花。
Then what people take notice are the flowers that are, other flowers are blooming in its prime.
过去的已经被扫到垃圾桶。
The past flower that have blossomed and passed and with begin to wither are already swept away.
已过的世代没有人纪念。
Previous generations are not remembered by the current generation.
将来的世代也没有人纪念。
Future generation will not take hold of what current generation.
因为花草会凋谢。
Because the flower will flourish and it will wither and die.
这是事实。
And this is reality.
这是因为神的权柄使它如此的。
And this is all under the doings of God, which permits it to happen like this.
是人没有办法挽回跟改变的事实。
And this is not a reality that cannot be returned or changed by man.
第六节说到最后就割下枯干。
In verse 6 it said, in the end, it will be cut down and withered.
但是人最可怕的不是前面这几点。
But what is most dreadful for a person is not these few points.
即使人生很短。
Even though a man's life may be short,
即使人生的美容会消失，
even though the beauty of a person may disappear,
即使人生会归回尘土，
even though a person's life will return back to dust,
如果死就算了，就完了，那也没有什么可怕。
But if indeed that is the case that we die and that is it, and that is all to it, then it is nothing to be dreadful about.
所以有一句话讲得很潇洒，不在乎天长地久，曾经只在乎曾经拥有。
So there's a saying that no matter how long it may be in terms of time or how everlasting things may be,
这个观念就是在乎说死就完了，你只要有拥有那美好的记忆，你就不知就没有白费你的一生了。
But that kind of saying is emphasizing on if I just today die and that is it to life and it doesn't and nothing matters to me anymore.
这是对人生的不了解。
But this kind of concept is a concept that is, does not fully understand the concept of a person's life.
最可怕的是什么？
What is the most fearful?
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。
For we have been consumed by your anger and by your wrath we are terrified.
原来我们人是活在那看不见的神的怒气之下。
So we are actually, our life, we are living under the, what cannot be seen, under the anger and the wrath of God. Balaam went to, rode on a donkey to go make a curse on the people of Israel.
那个驴子就不走了。
And then the donkey stopped all of a sudden in a valley and would not go further.
巴兰再打他。
And so Balaam took a whip and whipped his donkey.
驴子就跪下来了。
And then the donkey knelt down on the ground.
后来神开巴兰的眼睛。
Later on, God opened the eyes of Balaam.
才发现天使拿着大刀在前面。
And then he see before him standing an angel of God with swords in his hand.
如果那个驴子走过去，巴兰就完了。
If the donkey continued to walk, then Balaam would have lost his life.
那一只刀就砍下来了。
That knife would have cut through him.
巴兰没有看到。
But Balaam did not see it.
但是驴子看到。
But the donkey saw it.
所以驴子不敢走。
So the donkey did not dare to go forward.
但是巴兰一直想要往前走。
But Balaam insists on going forward.
因为有一个利的引诱。
Because there is a prophet ahead for him to receive.
今天。
So today.
神我们看不见。
God cannot be seen with our naked eyes.
神的怒气我们也看不见。
The wrath and the anger of God cannot also be seen with our eyes.
但是圣经描写是事实。
But what is described in the Bible is the reality is the truth.
我们活在神的愤怒当中。
We live under the wrath and the anger of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们有罪。
Because we have sin within ourselves.
这是事实。
This is the truth.
如果这个事实没有解决，
If this reality, this truth has not been resolved,
人生是一场咒诅。
Then a person's life is cursed.
死并没有完。
Life does not end when we breathe our last.
因为你带有肉体，你看不见神。
Because we have this physical body and we cannot see God with our naked eyes.
但是在肉体之外，你要看到神。
But then outside of this physical body, you need to see God.
如果我们活在神的怒气当中，
So if we are living under the wrath of God,
我们要解决这个问题，
we must go to solve this problem.
我们在肉体之外看到神，那已经太慢了。
Outside of, once we leave this physical body and we see God, then it is too late.
因为那时候要面对神的审判。
Because during that time, we are coming face to face in the judgment of God.
所以第八节，
So in verse 8,
你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前。
You have set our iniquities before you.
所以人不是说我没有罪就没有罪啊。
And so it is not to say that we claim ourselves we are sinless and so we are without sin.
人不是说我凭良心做事我就没有罪了。
We cannot say a person that say, I live my life according to my conscience and therefore if I live according by that, then I have no sin.
人不是说大家肯定他是好人他就没有罪了。
Or a man is considered sinless by the judgment of others saying that this is a good person, therefore he has no sin.
罪是违背神的律法。
Sin is something that you have disobeyed the commandments of God.
罪是应该行的善，我没有行。
And sin is even considered the good things that we have failed to do is considered sin.
所以这里说，神将我们的罪摆在神的面前。
And so here it says, even our secret sins in verse 8, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
这个不是人能解决的问题。
This is not something that can be solved by the mere hands of man.
下面说，你将我们的隐恶摆在你的面光中。
And in verse 9 it says, for all days have passed away in your wrath, we finish our years like a sign.
什么是隐恶？
What does it mean, a sign?
我们在暗中所犯的罪。
It says the secret sins that we have committed in our life,
没有人知道。
That other people do not know.
我们以为没有人知道。
And that we thought that other people do not know our secret sins.
但是在神的面前，这是赤裸敞开的。
But then in the countenance of God, everything has been brought to be presented before him.
什么是隐恶？
What is the hidden sin?
连我们自己也不知道所犯的罪。
It is even the sins that we ourselves are not aware of, that we do not even know we have committed the sin.
这是隐恶。
These are secret sins.
那这个隐恶都摆在神的面光中。
And all these secret sins are presented in the countenance of God.
所以有的慕道者说，旧约的神不可信。
And so there are true seekers that say, oh, the God of the Old Testament, we do not need to believe.
因为杀了太多人。
Because he is a God that is cruel and killed too many people.
新约的神比较慈爱。
But the God that is mentioned in the New Testament is more merciful.
旧约的神跟新约的神是同一个神。
But the God in the Old Testament and the God in the New Testament are all the same God.
那为什么旧约的神杀了很多人？
So why is it that in the Old Testament it seems as though God have killed so many people?
因为神的愤怒临到人。
Because the anger and the wrath of God has been poured out against man.
如果不是神手下留情，
If not due to the mercy of God,
神早就被灭，人早就被灭绝。
Man already have already been disappeared from his creation.
如果换你来当神，
If you were God,
世界早就没有了。
This world probably would have perished many, many thousands of years ago.
因为在神的面中，这我们都有罪。
Because in the eyes of God, we are all considered sinners.
那新约的神。
And what about the God in the New Testament?
是给人一段恩典的时光。
It is the moment in which he gives grace to mankind.
让我们借着耶稣的救恩来除掉我们的罪。
Through the salvation that is provided by his son Lord Jesus Christ that has given us this grace.
如果人把这个机会流失了。
And so if a person have neglected this opportunity that has been presented to him,
我们就要面对旧约的神那个严厉的公义的审判。
Then likewise, we will still come into before the judgment and the wrath and the anger of the God in the Old Testament.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下。
For all our days have passed away in your wrath.
所以每一天我们都活在神的震怒之下。
So every day we are living in the wrath of God.
十一节。
Verse 11.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？
Who knows the power of your anger?
这里说神的怒气是一种权势。
Here it says the anger of God is a power.
有时候你得罪一个人，
Let's say you wrong someone.
有时候你根本就把 ignore 把它当作不存在就没有了，没有事。
And then you can probably ignore it and treat it as though it has never happened.
因为这个世界自由的，我就把你当作不存在。
There's freedom in this world, so I just treat you as though you do not exist. It never occurred.
但是当神生气了。
But when God is angry,
他是有权势的。
He has authority, he has the power.
他的怒气可以达到你，你没有办法抗拒的。
That his anger can come upon you, but you cannot avoid it.
这是可怕的地方。
And this is what is so terrible, so frightening about it.
常常是人不懂的地方。
But this is something that many people have misunderstood.
所以你谁按着你怒斥的权势，按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？
And so who knows the power of your anger?
既然神有怒气的权势
And so since God has the authority, has the power of his anger,
人应该要敬畏神
then we are to fear God.
知道有神的人很多
There are many people who knows that God exists.
但敬畏神的不多
But there are only a few that really fear him.
为什么
Why?
人不知道神怒气的权势会达到我们有一天一定会达到
Because they fail to truly understand that the power of his anger will one day come upon us.
这可是人的无知
And this is a man's ignorance.
我们再看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可以到八十岁。人生是七八十岁。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and by reason of strength, they are 80 years.
但是一生我们能够夸口的是什么？
But what we can boast of in our life?
第一个是劳苦，第二个是愁烦。
Here it says they boast is only of labor and sorrow.
劳苦是指着肉体的
Labor is in reference to our physical body.
愁烦是指着心灵的
And sorrow is in reference to our souls.
孩子一生下来 enjoy your baby.
When a child is born, you are to enjoy your baby.
但是相当的辛苦
But it is also quite laborsome.
带两个带三个真的是很辛苦
To bring up two or three children.
所以有时候我看到晚上怎么这些养老道都没有来啊聚会
And sometimes I look and I say at night, I say, how come these young adults do not come to church for service?
哇，有的夫妻两个上班回来要弄小孩子。
Sometimes the couple, both the spouses work during the day and they come home from work to have to take care of their kids.
他已经精疲力竭了。
And so they are completely exhausted.
是真的是很劳苦。
It is indeed very laborsome.
那什么时候比较轻松一点呢?
And so when do they actually receive more rest?
小孩子上小学一年大概轻松一点。
And then when the children start to go to school.
但是小孩子到 teenage 的时候你就完全不需要肉体上不需要愁烦了。
And then when your children become teenagers, you do not actually labor as much in terms of the physical.
但是这个是愁烦的开始。
But this is also the beginning of your mental sorrows.
你真的很多的烦恼。
There are many sorrows and that may arise with your children.
烦恼他功课。
You are sorrowful and worry about their homework.
再来烦恼他的身体。
You are worried about their health.
晚上不睡觉，早上不起来。
That night they do not sleep, and in the daytime they do not wake up.
健康的不吃，全部都是吃高盐高脂的。
And then what they eat are all not nutritious. They eat fast food and junk food.
很多烦恼。
And you begin to worry.
你烦恼他交的朋友。
And you are worried about the friends they make.
烦恼他上网更太多。
You are worried about the amount of time they spend on the internet.
真的很多烦恼。
There are so many sorrows that it's countless.
啊，等小孩子都长大了。
And so when your children have grown up.
最后一个烦恼他的婚姻。
And then at the end you worry about their marriage.
因为婚姻如果失败，一生就走错误的方向去。
Because if their marriage is a failure, then if they go into completely a wrong direction at the end, the rest of your life.
养孩子是充满着劳苦跟愁烦。
And so to bring up children is only of labor and sorrow.
这只是一个而已。
This is only of one.
再来工作。
Then if you look at another aspect in terms of work.
经济一走下坡，公司一直裁员，但是不请人，工作一样多，那大家分吧。
When the economy is going bad, and then they're laying off more workers, and if you are still at work, you receive even more work for the same amount of pay.
所以肉体很辛苦。
And so your physical body have to put in more hours and labor.
那如果经济不好。
And when the economy is bad.
裁员要继续。
And then they will continue to lay off more workers.
那就是愁烦。
And then that also creates sorrow and mentally.
你有房子的贷款，车子的贷款，学这个小孩子的费用。
You have mortgages on your house, you have loans on your car, you have your children needs finance support.
如果裁员砍到我怎么办？
And so if I am laid off today, then what am I to do?
愁烦。
And so there are many sorrows.
那我们对父母也是一样。
And to our parents as well.
啊，父母年大了，年纪大了。
And when our parents begin to age.
你想到他对我们的恩典。
And you think of the many grace that they have provided for us.
你就知道我们有一个责任要照顾他。
And so we know there's a responsibility to take care of them.
所以有时候照顾一个生病的人，生病的人好好的照顾的人已经病倒了。
And so sometimes to take care of someone who is even healthy, sometimes not even wait till they're sick, a person who is healthy taking care of another may become sick first.
那第二个你要想怎么让父母高兴。
And the second, you got to think, how am I to please my parents?
这个已经不是说让他有吃东西吃喝而已。
It is not just that we provide material things like food and drink and clothing for them.
所以这很多的愁烦。
So there are a lot of sorrows.
那到父母过去的。
And then when parents have passed,
有很多人已经到五六十岁了。
That they have become, they themselves become 50, 60 years of age.
已经快退休的年龄了。
They are drawing close to their retirement.
开始肉体出毛病了。
And they begin to feel that their physical is not as strong and have some health problems.
活得很辛苦。
And then they live a very hard life.
接下去就愁烦。
And then comes sorrow.
那退休要怎么办？
Then what am I to do?
跟谁住？
Where am I going to stay? Who do I live with?
老了怎么办？
When I am old, what am I to do?
谁要我？
Who wants me?
所以这个很多的愁烦。
And so there are many sorrows that comes to mind.
这是人生的事实。
And this is all the truth and the realities of life.
最后是转眼成空，我们如飞而去。
And so in the turn of an eye, we are just like vapor that disappears and vanish.
这是神人看人生。
And so this is how a man of God sees a life.
这是绝对悲观的。
It isA very pessimistic view of life.
人生是一场悲剧。
And so, a person's life, you can say, is a tragedy.
但是并不绝望。
But it is not something that is completely hopeless.
你看第二节。
Let's look into verse 2.
诗篇九十篇第二节。
Psalms 90 verse 2.
诸山未曾生出，地狱世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you have formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
这个地方告诉我们,
Here, this place tells us
有一位神,
that there is indeed a God.
天地的存在证明有神。
And so from the proofs of the existence of heaven and earth proves that there is an existence of God.
从亘古到永远, 他的存在是不改变的。
And so from everlasting to everlasting, he never changed.
那神在他的创造当中显示了他自己。
And so God through his creation have manifested himself to man.
到底我们所拜的神是什么神?
And so indeed, what kind of God is the God in whom we worship?
我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
十二节。
Verse 12.
神用能力创造大地，用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。十三节。
13.
他一发声，空中便有多水激动，他使云雾从地极上腾，他造电水雨而闪，从府库带出风来。这个十二节到十三节在描写什么？
Here, what is portrayed on verse 12 and 13?
在描写神的创造当中来显示神的本性。
And here it says, it is through the creation of God that it manifested the divine nature of God.
神用能力创造世界。
God uses power to create this world.
他用他的能力托住万有。
And he uses his strength to establish things in heavens.
所以这一位神是没有一件事情做不成的神。
And so this is a God in which there is nothing that is impossible for him to accomplish.
大有能力的神。
He is a mighty God.
下面。
And then it says,
他用智慧建立世界。
He established the world by his wisdom.
神的智慧在他的创造当中显示出来。
The wisdom of God has been manifested through his creation.
很多科学的研究就是一起去发现神的智慧。
Many scientific research continue to prove the wisdom of God.
但是还有很多神的智慧是隐藏。
But still, there are many even more mysteries that are still not yet solved by scientists.
所以神是没有问一个问题他没有答案的神，因为他是完全有智慧的。
And so God is a God in which full of wisdom, there is no questions that he cannot answer.
是没有一个问题他不能解决的，因为他是有能力的。
There are no problems in which he cannot solve because he is full of wisdom.
我们再看十三节。
Let's look into verse 13.
他一发声，空中又都有水激动，就是下雨。
When he utters his voice, there is multitude of waters in heaven, means a great rainfall.
百物是这生长。
And so there are, it causes many things to come to and grow.
它是云雾从地极上腾。
And he causes the vapor to ascend from the ends of the earth.
所以气温会平衡，不会太热太太冷。
And so there is this, the differences in climate, not too cold or not too hot.
它照电随雨而闪。
And he makes the lightning for rain.
带出很多的化学元素，使这个植物一直生长。
And then brings rain so that many living creatures can continue to grow.
他从府库带出风来。
And he brings the wind out of his treasuries.
这个代表神的慈爱。
And these all manifest the great love of God.
所以虽然神没有告诉我们他是什么。
And so even though God does not say out of his mouth what he is.
从他的创造我们知道他是全智的，他是全能的，而且他爱我们。
But from his creation, you can see that he is a powerful God. He is a God full of wisdom, and he is a very loving God.
因此，我们对人生的回应是什么？
And so, for us as being created, what is our response?
如果人生是一场悲剧，
Now, if life is only of a tragedy,
如果神的存在是完美的，
and the existence of God is wonderful and perfect,
那人对人生的回应是什么？
And so what is a man's perspective or conclusions of life?
这就是摩西对人生的结论。
And this is the conclusion of Moses to a life of man.
就是篇第一节。
Let's look into Psalms 90 verse 1.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Say, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
神啊，你不只是在天上。
Lord, you are not only up on heavens.
我们希望跟你相亲。
But that we want to have this communion with you.
我们希望永远住在你的里面。
It is our hope that we can be, you can be our dwelling place for all, forever.
住在你的全能里面。
To be in your dwelling place.
住在你的全知里面。
And to be in your mightiness.
住在你的全爱里面。
And to be in your full and your wisdom.
这个就
是 your love.
我们对人生的回应。
And this is our response to the life given to us.
只有神。
Only God himself can solve this problem of the tragic life of a man.
所以活着要做什么?
And so what is our purpose of living?
要寻求神。
It is we need to seek after God.
要亲近神。
We need to draw ourselves closer to God.
要以神为居所。
We need to find God as our dwelling place.
这是摩西的结论。
And this is the conclusion of Moses.
一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads, pray in silence.